out of Srinagar, India, tens of thousands of villagers fled their homes in Kashmir on Monday as Indian and Pakistani troops bombarded each other with gunfire and mortar shells over the border separating their portions of the disputed region. At least 9 civilians were killed. Indian officials said that the flare-up left 5 villagers and 35 injured on the Indian side of the border. The Pakistani army reported 4 civilians killed on its side. Monday's violence, one of the worst violations of a 2003 ceasefire between India and Pakistan, followed several meetings between the commanders of the two countries' border forces aimed at calming tensions. Two of the 3 wars being fought over their competing claims to Kashmir, though the 2003 ceasefire is largely held despite small but regular skirmishes. From Tokyo, a powerful typhoon that washed 3 American airmen in Okinawa out to sea, killing at least 1, slammed central Japan on Monday, stalling trains and flights and triggering mudslides before swerving to the Pacific Ocean. Elsewhere in the Pacific, a separate typhoon whipped the Mariana Islands, including Guam, with high winds and heavy rain. In Japan, bullet train service was suspended between Tokyo and Osaka because of the heavy rainfall, and more than 600 flights were canceled at Tokyo's Haneda Airport. The trains resumed service later in the day, although with delays. One of the 3 U.S. airmen who went missing on Okinawa's northern coast was found dead. From Malaysia, the hunt for Malaysian Airlines Flight 370 resumed on Monday in a desolate stretch of the Indian Ocean, more than 6 months after the jet vanished. The Go Phoenix, the first of 3 ships that will spend up to a year hunting for the wreckage far off Australia's west coast, is expected to spend 12 days hunting for the jet before heading to shore to refuel. Crews will use sonar, video cameras, and jet fuel sensors to scour the seabed for the Boeing 777, which vanished for reasons unknown on March 8th during a flight from Kuala Lumpur to Beijing with 239 people on board. And from London, Michael Bloomberg is a knight, but he won't be Sir Mike. Queen Elizabeth II has bestowed an honorary knighthood on the billionaire businessman and former New York mayor. The British government said Monday that Bloomberg was made an honorary knight of the most excellent order of the British Empire in recognition of his prodigious entrepreneurial and philanthropic endeavors and his work to strengthen transatlantic ties. Because he is a U.S. citizen, Bloomberg won't be entitled to use